and welcome to this week's episode of Hanalyze This, the self-help podcast that just can't help itself. I am one of two Hannahs, Hannah Hart.
And I am Hannah Gelb.
And today, we're going to talk about what happened to Lady's Eye.
We are going to go
there
on a journey into the underworld.
Yeah. This is actually a content warning, in fact, about eye stuff. And if you're someone sensitive to eye stuff.
And if you have felt the loss.
Well, Hannah and I just nodded at each other. Feeling, sorry, I realize this is an audio podcast. If you're sensitive to eye stuff, be aware of that.
And if you are feeling very, you know, if you've lost a pet and the topic of ill pets is not what you want to listen to right now, you know, take a break. We got more stuff. You could go back.
Don't even worry about it. We're not going anywhere, man. Don't even worry about it. So yeah. Aside from that, everybody else who is, you know, if you're ready, I'm ready. You ready, Gelby?
I'm so ready.
All right. Enjoy.
Friend.
Hello, my buddy. Hi, my pal. Oh, Hannah Gelb, it's so good to see you.
Oh, it's so good to see you and to see your face.
Yes.
And your cheeks and your cute hair and everything.
Thank you. I gave myself a haircut. It was an act of self-care because I've been a caretaker for the last week or so, and so my hair was making. I just looked at it and I didn't see myself every day. It grew out to the point where I'm like, oh, that's not me. Oh, I mean, you know how important your hair is, your head suit, you know?
Exactly.
And, yeah. You know, and when all my sides are shaved, so I have to keep shaving them down. Otherwise, I go from cool haircut to approachable young mom.
Right. You're like, I am no longer Cillian Murphy in Peaky Blinders. I am, I want to speak to the manager because this pack of chips should be $1 cheaper.
Or rather, I am the manager of this local health food shop and I have a very responsible shorter haircut. But no, it's not some sort of hip style. But I want the hip style. I want it.
Yeah. No, you got. Yeah, you want the hip style.
I do. I do.
Yes. But my friend, you said you've been a caretaker.
Mm.
So what? How did that occur?
Oh, well, I'm so glad you asked. I mean, I'm sure that as we've talked about a little bit, that I'm sure some of the earbuds may have seen on social media, but a member of our family suffered an injury. And that's Lady, our eldest cat, the queen of our lives, our gentle god king, has an injury in her eye, which is the most, I'm forever changed by, well, I know a lot more about cat eyes, but the eyeball is an important thing.
No, dude, as you have just kind of dived into this caretaking role, I think there was like 2 days we didn't talk. And then I was like, I just knew the next time I talk to Hannah Hart, she's not going to be the same person she was. She's going to be a new version of herself.
It's true. It's because I'm on this different timing routine. And I have had like some epiphanies about it just because like her medical routine coming out of ICU is round the clock. But yeah, where do I even start? Like, how do I begin? Like,
I mean, how did this illness begin, present itself? You know?
Yeah. Well, you know, yeah, this is a very like butterfly claps its wings and a hurricane happens or whatever. This is the interconnectedness of all things, right? So to start at the very beginning, I'll start at the beginning of Lady's life. So Lady is an adult cat. She's going to be 10. And she, when we first got her, she was 6 years old. And she also had what I noticed to be like this clouds in her eyes, like these floating clouds in her eyes.
So she might be a soothsayer cat.
She might be. Well, that's what I thought. I was like, sorry, can you just tell me, is she an oracle? You know, I just want to know real quick.
I could see her on the top of a mountain.
Floating clouds in her eyes is the name of the soft guitar songwriting experience I've been having. These are the songs I've written for her. yeah. Oh God, dude, it's just been so bad. But anyway, so she's always had these floating clouds in her eyes. Now, I took her at the very beginning, I took her to a doctor to get everything checked out just so we knew, like, oh, hey, we got the 6-year-old cat. What's their health baseline as I'm going to care, you know, take care of them and be their guardian until forever. But, you know, until they die or they pass or they change and become one with the universe. So the clouds in her eyes, the doctor told me, were actually scar tissue because when she was a smaller kitten, she must have had a really, really bad eye infection. And it's actually scar tissue in the back of the eye or like the muscles or the vessels that just kind of never depuffed or something. I don't know.
So that's how well her eyes healed.
Yes, exactly.
And then, okay.
Yes, her entire life has been, you know, it doesn't impair her vision. It does cause, like, smudginess in her vision. Like, but she's been smudgy visioned her whole life. So for her, that's her normal, right? And mm-hmm. and because Lady is a sphinx, like a real sphinx, not like Charles the Bunny Boy, who has secretly been shedding, actually, I've discovered. But anyway. Secretly, oh, I'm sure he knew.
You knew, didn't you?
So she's a pure sphinx cat, so she has no hair. And I mean, like, no hair inside her nose, no hair inside her ears, and no eyelashes. So because
she has no hair, it's protecting her little orifices.
I know.
Sensitive tissues.
And, you know, like, I knew because I had been looking at her, but, like, I didn't know, man. You know, like, so when I took her to the eye doctor, they were like, well, you know, she has no eyelashes. And I was like, Right.
I never thought about it like that.
It's like, you know, you're right. She does not have eyelashes. Like, it's just not something you think about because eyelashes seem like such a natural part of existence or whatever. But, you know, cats also have three sets of eyelids, which I'll tell you about. They're a third eyelid, but I'll tell you about that towards the end. Anyway, all this is to say that part of being her guardian and her caretaker is that you have to be, I'm pretty much on the up and up with Lady's eyes, you know, because she gets dust or dirt or allergens and she gets a little teary or she has like a little layer of like brown, you know, but like whatever. I'm there, you know, once a week we have to really do a routine. Once a day, I kind of dust up her face, you know, in a nice little way. That's our normal life, you know?
I mean, I will never forget when you were like, oh, it is time for me to clean Lady's ears. And I have these special Q-tips.
I do. You know, man, you know how much also like grooming a sphinx is so soothing because like, oh, man, I can take a little washcloth or like a little face towel and put my finger in it. And I just gently clean her face like because her face is so small, Hannah. I do it like licks. I do it like little licks. I don't do it like a giant human hand wiping. I do it like. Yeah. If I was a cat, how long would this take? Maybe it would take like 10 minutes to clean her whole face. But I do it in that way because it's like, it's nice. It's our special, like, I don't know.
I fucking love her, man. Yeah. I love that cats clean themselves.
I love cats. And I also, I love our dog, who is a puppy, who is now the next part of this story. But
right.
We forgive her. Anyway. So, as you know, we have Luna, who's a puppy. She's puppies all the time. She puppies over here. She puppies over there. She puppies with me. She puppies with you. She does whatever a puppy will do. She's a puppy. Da, 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 da. She's a puppy. Da, 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 da. You know?
Oh, she is such a cute. Oh, she's such a cute puppy.
She's such a cute puppy. And, like, when we first got Luna, you know, we were pretty aware. We introduced her to the cats. We were really monitoring their actions, et cetera, et cetera. And we realized, okay, cool. The real danger here is, like, not to the cats, but rather to the dog. Like, it was pretty, it started off, the hierarchy is there. Luna knows she's at the bottom of the household. You know what I mean? And, like.
Well, that's very important, I've heard, for a dog.
It is, it's true. Place. I didn't let her in the bed, not until every, like, no, there was lots of don't get me started with dog training. It's not about her. It's about Luna. Okay, so. You know, if anything, we were always kind of afraid for Luna that, like, Lady would mess her up. Like, if Luna got too rowdy near Lady, Lady would just go into shark mode and be like, you want to go, you know? Because Lady's pretty scary, too. Like, she's...
Right. She's a little bit like Judi Dench.
Yeah, like she is. Yes!
Like,
she'll cut you down. She will take you down.
A peg or two.
Yeah. That's it. So, anyway, right around Christmas, this is all to say, it just happened, and that's okay. This is all to say that. Anyway, right around Christmas, there was a time where Luna jumped onto the couch, and none of us knew, but Lady was under a blanket. It's like totally non-preventable, right? Mm-hmm. Like nobody knew Lady was there. She was all pancaked out on the heating pad, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But she definitely jumped out and out of the way, an alarm, and Luna or Lady was like, what the fuck? Later that night, upon my daily inspection of Lady's being, I noticed what looked like maybe lint or like a hair across the surface of her eye. And I was like, oh, there's something in her eye. Oh, God, I hope it's not a cut. And then, you know, Ella was like, no. I'm sure it's just, let's just flush it. So we flushed it and it was still there. I was like, but maybe it's nothing, you know? Fast forward 10 days. No, not even. Fast forward like 6 days. Fast forward to January 2nd. The eye has just gotten worse. Like it's now actually kind of like swollen shut. And it happened really fast. And it was confusing because, you know, we were flushing it with her regular eye stuff. And we were doing her regular eye routine just throughout the day because it started producing this mucus. And it was like, but it was still clear. And I was like, okay, this is a healing journey, la, la, la. Mm-hmm. But then New Year's Day, she just really didn't seem well, you know. So I said to Ella, I was like, hey, I know we have plans and our lives and all these things we want to do, but I really think we just gotta drop everything and take Luna or Lady to urgent care tomorrow if it's still like this. And Ella was like, absolutely. So cut to Monday, you know, drive around everywhere. Apparently like everybody's animals got sick over the holiday probably because like all the urgent cares are full, everything's la la la. But like we got on the wait list at a regular doctor's office and I told them everything I knew and I was like, I just am worried it's a cut in her eye, can we just take a look, this is not like her. And they were like, we'll see. And then eventually they were like, can you be here in 5 minutes, we have somebody who can look at her real quick. And I was like,
oh wow,
I know. And I was like, yes, let's go, drop everything, go.
I love so much Hannah Hart.
My determination when something needs care and we're like, this is what we have to do today.
Oh my gosh, like when I go to the doctor, I'm like, well, it's like this, maybe. And they're like, whatever. And I'm like, thank you. And Hannah Hart's like, hi, I'm a doctor, actually, also.
I'm sure doctors don't like it.
I read everything about this, and I know more than you do. And I need you to take this fucking seriously. And I'm like, that's amazing!
Well, I just know what keywords to express to say my concern, you know? So I told them it had been 2 weeks. And I was very worried, you know, but it had been
okay. I need to start casually lying for my benefit, but not to harm anyone. I mean, it's not like you're like, that doesn't harm anyone.
It doesn't harm anyone. And
you're just saying, this is what I need to say to get what I need. It's not hurting anybody.
It's not hurting anybody, man. It's not hurting anybody. Wait till you hear what happens when somebody did not give me Lady's medication. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God is right. Oh, my God. There's a squirrel on the porch. Okay. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. The urgent. So finally we get Lady to the doctor and I'm like, phew. She's there for like hours. And I'm like, oh, that's weird. Then I finally get on the phone with the doctor, pick Lady up. And here's what's up. They're like, she has something called a sequestrum, which is necrotic tissue that has died in her eye. So she has a tiny piece of now dead corneal surface in her eye. And I was like, okay. So like medicated drops, blah, blah, blah. And the vet basically gives me Lady back and is like, you need to take her to a doctor, like an eye doctor. And I'm like, okay, so we got to get a schedule. Okay. And she's like, yeah, within the next 72 hours. And I was and she goes, or as soon as possible. And I'm like, okay, got it. Got it. So now we got to go. Fortunately, we were able to find a hospital that had an appointment the next day. So we take her to the specialty clinic because thank God we did. Because the next day, this fucking squirrel is like, Hannah, there's a giant This is a this squirrel is the size of Charles, and he is
what's it?
He's drinking out of the. We have water out for the bees so they can drink water because, you know, California. And this fucking squirrel has found it and is drinking the water. That's disgusting. It's like watching. It's disgusting, Hannah. Oh, my God. But see,
that squirrel is like,
no,
I'm not hurting anybody. I'm taking this water. It's here. I need to live. That squirrel is like me.
It's hurting.
Talking to the doctor.
It's hurting my sense of animal boundaries. Like, squirrel, I'm not going to kick you out of the yard, but you're not allowed on the deck. And you're certainly not allowed drinking out of our bowls because we have other animals and I'm not into you. And you're hiding. The squirrel's so fat. I can see its tail. I'm going to take a picture of the squirrel. You got it. This is insane. And then you're going to understand. I'll post it on the Patreon. Why?
Okay.
This is so disturbing. So patrons, go to Patreon and look at how big this squirrel is.
It must be one of those new squirrels. You know what I mean?
It looks like it's a like capybara, Hannah. It's huge. Okay, I got to go. I got to get this thing off the porch. So, I'll speed up and finish the story right after this.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
And we're back. Yeah, there's nothing I can do. I just have to ignore it.
But you know, sometimes when a loved one is suffering, we have to take a step back. There's nothing we could do. Oh. But wait, watch and wait.
Wow, that's what a beautiful segue back in. Okay, so lady has a piece of necrotic tissue on her eye. It is bad. It is making her more sick very quickly. That is what I was told on Monday.
That's what the specialist said.
No, that is what the urgent care doctor who made time to see her said.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So
I'm like, fuck, mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. So cut to Tuesday morning.
Very scary.
It was so scary, Hannah. So the next day, cut to Tuesday morning. Lady's eye is even worse, Hannah. It's even worse. It's even more swollen. It's even bigger. And I'm talking like 24 hours at a time. This is getting really a lot worse. But fortunately, we had the eye specialist. Now, at this point, she is not eating anything. And she's barely drinking water. Like, I actually don't think on the morning on Tuesday she did. I was really freaked out. And she was completely lethargic. She didn't get up. She hadn't gone to the bathroom. And so I was like, Tuesday morning, I was like, this is a real deal thing. Like, this is a real deal thing. Like, she needs fluids, you know? I go to pick her up to take her to the eye doctor, and she's like taking a sleeping child out of a car. Like, just...
Aww.
But, like, you know how cats are like, oh, I'm being held, or, like, responsive? I picked her up, and she was just like a warm, hot water bottle, but just totally... She had no fight in her. I put her in the bag, her little carrying bag, and she was like, huh? And she's not on any drugs. She just is like in so much pain.
Oh.
Why is she in so much pain? Well, we go to the specialist, drop her off, and I start driving home and I tell Ella, I was like, honestly, honey, they're probably gonna like need to admit her. She like needs fluids. Like, whatever this is, we're past the apex of being able to take care of it at home. That's just where we're at. Mm-hmm. Five minutes after her going in with the vet calls me. And is like, hey, so what we have here is a pretty severely infected ulcer on the eye. I actually can't tell if it's gone deep enough to the iris. I don't know how much damage to the eye it's done, but this is really serious. So we have to get this infection under control before we can even do anything about her eyeball. And I was like, okay. And he's like, so I'm going to send you home with, and he starts to list all this stuff. And I was like, I just did the thing that you just said. I did the Hannah Hart thing of being like, listen, I've already been taking care of this cat for like 10 days leading up to this. I think this is past the extent of care we can provide at home. Like, we have pet insurance. And I'm really concerned about her because her entire...
Right,
because
she's not drinking.
Her entire affect has changed. Like, we know our pets really well. I'm really not confident in our ability to give her the care she needs at this level of incapacitation, right? And he was like, okay, so you think she needs like an IV? And I was like, I do, yeah. Because she always eats.
I love this. So he's like, hi, I'm trained medically for animals. Do you think she needs an IV?
And I was like, well, I was like.
But it's like, this is great. You got
to
trust
I was just instincts. Talking to him. And I was like, I was like, honestly, I'm a real believer in my ability to deliver care to our pets and to our family and la la. I was like, but I'm uncomfortable right now. I've watched this thing get a lot worse. And in the last couple days, it doubled that. And I was like, so I just, and he's like, yeah, okay.
I just had to slide my whole body so that I could put a hand on my cat as we're talking.
Oh, good. Because, yes.
You know.
I was wondering, analyze this, listeners. I was wondering why Hannah was gently just sliding out of the screen. I was like, what's up, dude? I know. Touch Fiona. Love Fiona, man. So anyway, so I said, like, listen, like, we have pet insurance, like, you know, the guy, because he on the phone was like, I don't know if we're going to save this eye. He's like, the level of infection is so intense that the muscles that hold the eye are inflamed. The eye, I can't see. He's like, I can't see anything. It's all mush, is what he said.
Wow.
I was like, so no matter what, we need to get her stable. And he's like, yeah. And I was like, so let's just focus on stabilizing this. And what's the best way to do that? And he goes, well, I do think she needs an immediate antibiotic rotation. Sorry, this is like really in the weeds, but like, this is what happened. La, 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 la. So they admitted to the hospital for 3 days to get her fluids up, to get her eating, to get her bowel movements up, and to do a really intense antibiotic therapy hourly, because there's shifts at the hospital and she's in ICU and everyone can care for her and la, 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 la. And they could do it hourly, you know? So lady... So then I talked to the doctor and we talked every day. He was so great. I love this vet, Dr. Rick Lanuza at MASH. I love ya. Love, 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 love this vet because he took everything I said so seriously. And he said, and I felt really good about this. He was like, honestly, all the information you gave us at the beginning was like really helpful. He's like, okay, got it. And because it was a really good assessment of how she was doing. I mean, we are her family, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The more info, the better.
And she can't speak for herself. She can't be like, my eyes infected. I was and then her ears got infected too, Hannah. So it was already like causing her overall general health to like, yeah. So anyway, thank God for pet insurance. I can't speak to it enough. It really makes you feel like you can ask for the care your pet needs because no matter what, you've got coverage. So just an advocate for pet insurance. It saves you money in the long run, especially if you have older aging animals. I just am a big believer in it. And even with young ones, I mean, I wear my pet insurance like a fucking shield, man. I'm always like, we have pet insurance. What do they need? Because also, Hannah, so many barriers in our screwed up medical systems are cost based, right?
Right.
So a doctor can't really tell you like, well, if you want your animal to live, you're going to need to do this $5,000 thing. I mean, they can. They can tell you that. But what are you going to say?
Yeah.
Kill my pet?
Or they tell you, well, you can do this thing. And you're like, oh, okay. And then afterwards, they're like, and that'll be $5,000. And you're like, nobody told me it was going to be $5,000.
Yeah. Fortunately, like, our vets always make you see the invoice before agreeing, like, and all the whole thing. But having pet insurance makes me feel like I can make better choices for Lady. Anyway, TLDR, she has something called a melting ulcer. And what a melting ulcer is, is that...
I did not. That's so gross. I mean, also, just what?
I know. A melting ulcer is when a sequestrum or a cut or whatever gets injured and in the and becomes an ulcer. But oh, here's what it is. Here's what happened. Right. So remember how it was a sequestrum on Monday, necrotic tissue, but then on mm-hmm. Tuesday it was an ulcer? Mm-hmm. It's because an antibiotic resistant bacteria got into the eye. And so at the urgent care, they applied erythromycin, which is an antibiotic. And that triggers, and probably her history of eye stuff, it triggers this very strong antibiotic-resistant bacteria into overdrive.
Oh.
So the antibiotic ointment that she got and the just like the bacteria that lives, probably just lives on the surface of her eye, man. Like probably has since mm-hmm. she was a kitten. She probably has had so many antibiotics put in her eyes that it just lives there. This antibiotic-resistant bacteria becomes like hyperpopulates or whatever and starts just eating everything. And the reason it's called a melting ulcer is that her cornea, the thing that's the surface before the iris and the pupil or whatever, her cornea is melting off or was melting out of her eyeball, dude.
Like it was like leaking out?
Like not even leaking. More like, so you're not even at the leak yet, right? So the cornea protects all the fluids inside the eye, like the pressure inside the eye. Right. So the cornea is outside, right? So the cornea is like the first layer, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So the bacteria infects the cornea and it mm-hmm. sloughs off.
So it's like almost like the first layer of skin is like melting.
Yeah. Except thicker than skin, more like first layer of fat or like first layer of cartilage or whatever. But yeah, something like that exactly is melting, right? And behind that is all the pressure of the eyeball. So when I go to bring her home, so he's like, this is what's happening. Where, you know, she's stable. She's going to get better rest at home. She now needs her antibiotic rotation every 4 hours. So like it'll be better for her to go home. Now, because ICU's loud, there's beeps, there's dogs, there's cats, there's different animals. Like it's like, she's not going to sleep that well, you know. Mm-hmm, we also needed to. She needed intravenous fluids and nutrients and medication. You know, I mean, She had a little kitty IV for 3 days, and thank God she did, because I don't know if the antibiotics wouldn't have gotten in her system as fast. I mean, it just was it's what she needed, dude, and that's why little white lies are if we had been sent home with her, I think her eye would already be like emergency removed right now. Because if we had been sent home with this melting ulcer, the next step I think would have just like, because she was so unwell, dude, or worse. I don't know. Mm-hmm, but anyway, we pick her up from ICU. She's like night and day. She's so happy to be coming home. She's got lots of energy. And the nurse is like, cool. Okay, so here's your discharge instructions. We spend like half an hour going over everything. And she's like, and just... you know, if the eye starts like weeping, bring her to an emergency room, because it will mean that the surface is that it's burst. I'm like, I'm sorry. I mean, the eye is weeping right now. Like it's gooey. Like, what do you mean? Like,
yeah. What do you mean? Like
I can literally see like mucus on her eye. And she goes, right. Okay. Yeah. It won't be mucus. You'll know. And I'm like, okay, so it doesn't look like this, but I would call this like stuff's coming out of her eye. She's like, it's not that. It would look like she was crying, like tear, but like, and that would mean that her fucking eye, like, it ruptured.
Yeah. Oh, like the ulcer ruptured.
The ulcer.
And then you don't want any
ruptured.
Oh,
I know.
Why is they're like,
here you
so
go.
Gross.
Here's your cat. You know, and I'm like, okay. So that's why I've been so like we took her home and we converted Ella's office into a wellness room, and like I swept everything and disinfected everything and like try. I know it's not a hospital here, but like I'm really going to give it a college try, because it would I'm sure lady would prefer not to have her eye removed if she could. Right. If it's better for her, get a melon baller. We'll take that sucker right out, you know, but you know. I'd like to really try and save lady's eye if it's at all possible, you know? So I've basically been her like live in nurse, and the what she's needed is every 4 hours, three sets of eye drops, 10 minutes apart. So when we first brought her home, it was like, you know, 8 p.m., 2 a.m., 6 a.m., 10 a.m., 2 p.m.
So, oh my gosh. So not just
24 hours.
So every 4 hours.
Every 4 hours.
Three eye drops, 10 minutes apart. So it's not like you can be like, okay, it's 3 a.m. I can just get rid of the drops and go back to bed.
Nope.
Be like, no, I gotta like
be up.
Wow.
Be up for half an hour. But the other thing is that because it was like a weeping thing, I also was like cleaning it because that infection is on her skin. Even though it's outside of her eye, like if she's sitting there with a dirty little face with her dirty little infection goo, you know,
you don't want it to get in any other part of her.
I don't. And so I would wipe it off. And then also you really don't want it to scab because then it would trap the infection inside. So, dude, I have been like, I know. So I'm so grateful to have the resources and the time and the understanding of each other, because I said to Ella, I'm like, this is gonna be me full time, babe, and she was like, I support you. And you know what she's been saying, like, you've been doing a really good job, or like I hear on the phone and she's like, Hannah's been doing an amazing job, and like I can hear, like, and that makes me feel so good because I'm really like really trying hard, you know.
Yeah,
within reason.
Yeah, buddy.
Not like crazy being, you know, but like washing my hands every time I touch her face between each drop, getting rid of the blah blah blah. And I'm happy to say that there is a surface of the eye again, but like it's not oozing.
So what is the status of the ulcer?
It's just under the surface.
So it's kind of like, so what are like next steps? So it sounds like now she is stable.
Yeah, now she's stable.
Thanks to your care and dedication and devotion.
And the great team that took care of her for 3 days and gave her a little IV. She also lost like a pound. And Lady is only like a handful of pounds. So she went from
She's like 4 pounds.
Well, she's like a healthy 8, 9, but she was like a 7. And I also said this because I'm when somebody's sick, I just am taking in. It's something I'm so grateful. This is my gift from the box full of darkness. I'm really good at observing changes in physical behavior and physical and mental behavior and environmental activity, you know, because I'm always kind of aware of how everybody is in the house, you know. So I'm really grateful for that. But I don't know, you know. So on the 17th, which is, at the time of this podcast airing last week, so maybe an update has occurred. Oh, maybe we should. Well, we'll talk about the schedule. Anyway, on Monday, I'm taking her to the doctor and we're going to bring her in without food and water. You know, like we're going to bring her in ready for surgery. But hopefully they can look at her eye.
Because they're going to try. So best case scenario, they're going to remove the ulcer. And then worst case scenario, the whole eye has to be taken out.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know if it's a best worst case. You know, if it was not like with the sequestrum, they would do a skin graft. But he said this on the phone too. He was like, there's nothing to graft it to. That's how deep, there's no healthy tissue. That's how bad it was when we brought her to the doctor on, you know, the first time. They're like when they admitted her, there was no healthy tissue for them to attach a skin graft to. Ipso facto, I can't, what can we even do? So I'm not trying, my hopes are up because her eye looks so much better than it did last week. Like my hopes are up, but at the same time, that's not an eyeball in there. Like it's not, so I don't know. It depends on how deep the infection went, man. Like, I guess it's like, I mean, when we took her home, they were like, I talked to the nurse and I was like, maybe I shouldn't give her food the night before the appointment. And she's like, yeah, just bring her in ready just in case, you know?
Oh, man.
Yeah. Because like if you Google melting ulcers, dude, like cats get their eyes taken out from that. So yeah. I guess I don't know. So my hopes are up. But the reality is is that the day may be coming sooner than we thought. Like, I always knew, like, it always felt like part of Lady's sacred journey and like her narrative is that she's gonna be a one-eyed cat at some point. Doesn't it fit her vibe to have only one eye?
Yeah, because she is kind of like, she's got a very like kind of Viking,
yeah,
like a weathered Viking,
yes,
energy.
Yes.
And I can definitely see her with like a cool eye patch,
yeah, or like a cool sewn shut, like just shut, or like, yeah, eye, you know. And it's, oh, it's where her patch is, her black patch is
right,
it's that,
which
eye
is so cool.
So, you know, she's already got a little, yeah, eye patch.
But buddy, I'm so curious, because you, it seems like one of the, a little bright spot in all of this is that you told me you were living your life on a 4-hour basis and it actually was like really enjoyable.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? Let me speak to that right after this. And we're back. Hannah, I'm going to say, and everybody listening, here's your reward for bearing with us through that journey. Hands down, it was this last week, not today. Today it's looking real good. But those 7 days behind today, the most gnarly, grotesque wound I've ever cared for on any person or any animal in my entire life. There is no hiding a fucked up eye. You know?
Wow. Yeah.
Like, there was one point where I, like, looked at Ella, and I was like, or, like, I walked out of the room, and she was like, how's it going? It was, like, the first night she was back. I was like, I think I'm going to throw up.
Oh, God!
And she was like, really? And I'm like, no, I'm not actually, like, going to throw up, but, like, ugh. You know? And I'm not really, yeah, squeamish, especially about wounds, but like, this is this level of infection and this kind of eye. Dude, fucking la 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 la. Anyway,
yeah,
I've,
yeah,
learned,
yeah,
a lot about cat eye anatomy, because also I was like, what's even supposed to be there? You know? So I went and like looked up the cat eye, yeah, anatomy picture, and I'm like, so what am I looking at when I see this? And I'm like, oh, that's really swollen. Okay, good to know. But now I know what it is, right? As opposed, mm-hmm, to just looking, mm-hmm, at like pink and green and being like, what am I looking at, you know? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, so bad. But yeah, a bright side in all of this is that this 4-hour timer, and let me see where it's at right now. Hey Google, time left on timer, 1 hour and 15 minutes. This 4-hour timer has been running on and on. And it has really helped me set my day in increments, dude. Like, holy heck. These, like, it's been a pretty good schedule for me, man. Because, like, mm-hmm, I get so, mm-hmm, overwhelmed with, quote, unquote, what I want to do with the day. But the 4-hour increments.
Totally.
It makes the day seem palatable, you know? Like.
So is it kind of like. So I'm just still remembering last week. Dr. Cheryl Woodson was saying, like, life happens in 30-year increments. You're like, well, the day, it's not like the day. It's like, first we have 8 to 12. Then we have, like, 12 to 4. And then 4 to 8. And what do you want to get done in those little blocks?
Oh, yeah, dude, yeah. It's these increments. Exactly. And, like, so, like, you know, let's see. Like, so in my 3 to 7 window, maybe I will take a nap because I didn't get a lot of sleep last night. Or maybe I'll go on a walk and get some exercise. Like in the 3 to 7 window, I'm going to do something Hannah Hart body related. That's what I'm going to do. And then like after that, I'll be like, okay, well, in the 8 to 2 a.m. window, I'm going to answer a bunch of emails because nobody's online. Or I'm going to I'm gonna practice guitar for an hour. I'm going to do this, you know, blah, blah, blah. In the 2 to 6 a.m. window, I'm going to really try and sleep. In the 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. window. If I didn't fall asleep, I'm going to ask Ella to watch the animals. I'm going to get a little more sleep. Then it's the 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. window. And I'm like, oh, good. I'm going to work this whole 4 hours to get caught up on stuff or try and plan for next week or blah, 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 blah. Anyway, long story short, I think even after this, I think I'm going to start setting my day in 4-hour timers. Because
maybe we should both try.
Dude, we should both try because, like, I feel better not chastising myself for not being asleep at night sometimes, you know? Because like, if by being awake, being like, I'm going to be awake till 2 a.m. Great.
I find that midnight to 2 is a very productive time of day.
You never know. But I'm just saying, you know, so like, I don't know, these 4-hour increments, it's been something really interesting. And I would love to explore it with you. Maybe we try it together.
I mean, I... Anything that helps.
I know. Okay, anything that helps. And earbuds, thank you so much for going on this journey with us. And the next thing that's going to help us both is that I think I'm going to take a nap, man, after I do this next round of drops. Oh, my God.
I'm there.
I'm
already.
She goes. She's nap time ready.
Oh, and my Fiona just came back in from her little outside journey. So I'm going to have her come into the bed with me.
Oh, my goodness.
And gosh, we still... We don't, you know, we're anxiously waiting for the story to conclude, and hopefully it is the best conclusion we can have.
Yeah, you know.
But
thoughts and prayers for Lady. Yeah. But ultimately it's up to her. It's up to her body. It's up to her what she, you know. So I feel really secure in whatever decision we make, that it will be what was best for her because of this week of effort to try and save the eye, you know? And that security is also a rare feeling. So I feel really good, man. You know? Feel pretty good. Oh,
that's wonderful.
I know.
That's
great, dude. I know. Cut to my therapist on the phone with me tomorrow. She'd be like, oh, good, you're in crisis. You must feel great. And I'm like, I do, yeah. She's like, that's what I'm like, really comforted by it. Makes everything so simple, so clear. She's like, yeah, that's what happens to kids like you when they grow up. You know?
Right? That's why people get out of the military and they're like, oh, no, I want to actually go back to the where I was going to die. Thank you.
Thank you. I got to go.
Because then I know what to do.
Well,
anyways, that's a little weird thing to end on.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, you guys, thank you for listening. We're here every Sunday on Hanalyze This, the self-help podcast that just can't help itself. And you can find me on the internet at Harto or on Twitch at This Harto Mine. And Hannah Gelb, if you want any internet connections, where can people find you?
Oh, sorry. Okay. You can find me, Hannah Gelb, on Twitter at Hanalyze Pod. I've kind of been doing more of my little witty observations on the Hanalyze Pod Twitter rather than my other Twitter, which is Hizzle Gizzle. You can also find us on Instagram at Hanalyze Pod, and we have a Patreon. If you would like to support this podcast and help us continue making episodes, you can go to patreon.com/hanalyzethis
and
check out all of our cool perks and stuff.
There's
and
lots of goodies.
Podcast
yes, and there's lots of goodies in it for you and bonus materials.
Bonus materials. Now that Hannah Gelb has more time in her hands, I want to do like a weekly Hannah Gelb like diary write up, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm going to just start spewing out a lot of thinky thoughts.
I like it. I like it a lot. Anyway, patreon.com/channelizes. We love you guys. We'll see you next week. Have a great day. Bye.
Bye.